טוב, קוף סמר חס ובייס. הנוי דה לצום עשור יומים באיזה יום שירצה. He made a nether to fast 10 days, but he didn't specify when. He was in the middle of fasting for one of them. Suddenly he had to go to Dvar Mitzvah. Or there's a covet of a great person. So he's allowed to push off the fast to another day. Achidish, even though he started this day, but since the nether was not on this specific day, he can push it off. Since he didn't specify the day initially when he made the netter. But if he didn't say that, I'm just going to be makabel myself a day, but he said, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Tomorrow is equivalent to saying specific day. That's considered time is there, and Mamela and Yochalit can't push it off. Says the Ramah, culture came, Yoyim Zeh Mamashiv, he says, Yoyim Zeh. Can't push off. Going to Omer b'tchilas nidra esana yoyim pleini. Esana shein v'chamish kol hashana. Kedoyim. Same shein v'chamish kol hashana. It's all the sheins of chamishes. All the mothers and daughters of the year. Achei im hoya tainus chaloyim any yochel lelvois. Tainus chaloyim has to be that day, so you can't push it off also. Tainus ramo. Chol shekain shein yochel lelvois v'lefroy tainus siva. Surely if it's a tainus siva, which is not up to you to decide when to make it, then you can't push it off. Liu, tiny shayna chamish v'sheni shenogel asan asach apesach sukkis. I feel it says in the tshuva, the shayna v'chamish, which we have a minute to fast after Pesach and Shavuos. So it says in the tshuva that some people have a minute to fast. Beben bris milo mitzvah lechel vein zochat Torah. In such a circumstance, it is mitzvotid and it does not need a hat Torah. Tidish over here, because these type of fasts lechatchila are taken out in the fashion that it's not the mokim sudas mitzvah. He says more than that, that once it's mutter, then it gets mutter the entire day. It's not only just for that suda. But before the suda, one should not eat at home. So basically it comes out like this. And these type of taniyos, if there is a bris or sudas mitzvah, up to the bris and sudas mitzvah, one should not eat. And afterwards he can eat even after sudas mitzvah. Kiloy nogul istanis b'chiya kavna. These type of taniyos, we were not makabon ourselves in such a situation. It's only considered sudas mitzvah if he's eating by the bris or the sudas mitzvah. But he wants to get out of fasting and session mitzvah, he puts up a sign, whoever has a bris, send me the food. That's not enough. In other words, this that we said so far, so about the taniyos that we have makabon mikrach the minik. The person making an individual specific kabbalah on Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni after Pesach and Sukkis or on the Seis Mechufa, he relied on the minhag. But if he specifically wasn't a kabbalah on mincha before the fast day, then an achinami has to fast even as a sudas mitzvah. Those that say that by tainis v'yochil one can be paid this taina with money, because it's also umdana. He was not a kavla tainus to mitzdara so much, and therefore he pays it off with momen. A wealthy person should give a lot, and the person that has less money, less. So it should be that the tzar momen should be at least equivalent to the tzar of the tainus. Sometimes a wealthy person, even a little money, gives the tzar for him. That's the shayla, those type of people. What in b'inus achav and nira dafka bekibul of tainus be'alma bekibul teach neder tzach kai nidra. If he says I'm making a neder of a tainus, then he has to be mekayim under all circumstances. But if he just calm myself to fast, then in these extenuating circumstances, he could be put it.